Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, John Kanz, Catholic ministry professional in the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
I want to reflect for a little bit, if we can, on one of today's Mass readings. It's the first reading. It comes from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. It's a little long, so if you want to go ahead and look it up, you can hit pause right now and look that up. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. It's the conversion of Saul. Now, this conversion of Saul is kind of a well-known story. We're familiar with Saul going and he's persecuting the church. Jesus appears, says, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And then Saul is struck blind. And then in comes this person from Damascus, Ananias. This interaction with Ananias really struck me today. And in this interaction, you have Jesus, literally the Lord, appearing to one of his disciples. And Jesus says, "Ananias, I've got this man from Tarsus named Saul, and I want you to go and lay hands on him." And Ananias, even though literally Jesus appears to him and says, "I want you to go lay hands and visit this person, help him to regain his sight because I have plans for him." Even then, Ananias is like, "This guy, Jesus? This guy's been persecuting your holy ones. He's done evil things. He's assenting to murders, to these brutal stonings of your disciples. And you want me to go to him?" And Jesus, he looks at Ananias, and in that moment, he doesn't even necessarily rebuke him, but he receives what Ananias has to say and then still says, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." And Ananias goes and does as the Lord commands. I was just really struck by this because you have this disciple of Jesus, and then the Lord literally appears to him and says, "Go to this man." And even though it is Jesus asking him to do this, Ananias initially discounts Saul, who would become St. Paul. He initially discounts him and disqualifies him because of his past. And he says, "This guy's done awful things. He can't possibly be who you're calling me to, Lord." And yet the Lord affirms and says, "Yes, this is him. Go." And as I was reading this, I think about myself a little bit and how at times I can discount myself. But I'm also reminded and called to mind just, whom am I discounting that the Lord may be setting me to? Not just in my public ministry, but in my own personal life. And I'm reminded specifically of an interaction I had when I was in Chicago. And when you're in Chicago, there's poor people on every street corner, it seems like. And then there's always somebody asking for something. And there was one morning after finishing our lunch and our meal, there was a man across the street. And a lot of times they'd post up by a garbage can just in case somebody was going to throw some food away or something. We packaged up all of our leftovers from our meal and took it out to him. So this full thing of food. And we take it out to this man. And he's clearly disheveled. His clothes aren't clean. But here I am thinking, here, I'm going to do this great and wonderful thing. And I give the food to him thinking, here, my job is done. And this man grabs me around the back of my neck and pulls me in for a hug, places my forehead against his and begins saying, "God bless you and thank you." And, you know, just proclaiming how thankful he is. And all I can feel is his breath on my face. I can feel the spittle from his mouth as he's talking. I can feel the dirtiness of his clothes against me. And all I feel in that moment is repulsion from that moment, from this man. In my own heart and in my own mind, discounting him because of his appearance. And all I could think of is from going from this, "Wow, I'm doing such a wonderful thing," to, "I cannot wait to get away from you." And as I'm reading this Ananias discounting Saul, who would become St. Paul, I can't help but think and reflect on the number of times and ways that maybe I have discounted people for their past, or the way they appear, right? Maybe the unattractiveness of Christ present in them, right? And I am struck with this need for repentance, this need to listen to the Lord as he says, go, this man is a chosen instrument of mine. That the people that I encounter, they are God's chosen people. They are his body, right? And sometimes this discounting can be done, you know, in big ways. Maybe it's, you know, seeing somebody on the street corner and failing to minister to their needs. But sometimes it's in those little ways. It might be in my children and failing to love them as I'm called to as a father. You know, there's lots of times where I might have my kids screaming at me and both wanting to be held. They're 1 and 2 years old, so they're very busy and they don't know what they want, but at the same time are upset that they don't have it. And I find that the more I try to just tell them to calm down and stop crying and all that stuff, the more my frustration and maybe even anxiety in the moment can grow. But when I simply get down to their level and take them into my arms, then they are able to receive then the love of the Father that I'm trying to give them in the moment. They're able to receive that. And in a reciprocation of that, I also receive and enter into the love of the Father myself by entering into that role that he has called to me to. So instead of discounting them in the moment because, well, you're just 2 years old and you're just going to have a tantrum, and sometimes that does happen, but not discounting them, but really inviting them into the relationship and entering into the relationship that they're actually begging me to enter into with them, right? And we can think of other times that we discount people, siblings that disagree with us, people who at work that we just bump heads with and we don't like them because of this, that, or the other reason. Sometimes it might be our spouses in a disagreement. But instead of discounting, to realize that that these are chosen instruments of the Lord, meant to help us to draw close to him and also to allow them to draw close to him through us. And so I just want to take a moment in prayer. And we just want to call to mind, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We want to call to mind those times, Lord, where we have failed to recognize you and other people. I just want to repent of those moments, Lord. We just want to offer those up to you and ask you, Lord, to help us to call those to mind. Lord, we're sorry for the times where we've discounted you through other people, the times where we've written people off for their histories, for their backgrounds, for their appearance, or for the inconvenience of the moment. Lord, forgive us for these times and draw us into your mercy. Help us to abide in your presence, to know your loving gaze as you look upon us. That you don't rebuke us just as you didn't rebuke Ananias, but that you continue to call us to the next moment, the next opportunity to meet you and others, your chosen instruments. Lord, dispose us to live out your will in our lives, to be so united with you that when you speak, we would hear you and be moved. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.